All right. Hi again, everybody. And excuse me. Welcome back aboard our local hour here on a couple of my favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM KSBT in somewhat snowy, soggy, sandpointy today. It's Thursday. We call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and I believe we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly Bonner General Health segment. This time around, in honor of National Nutrition Month, we'll introduce you to Sandra Frank. She is a registered clinical dietitian and diabetes education coordinator at Bonner General, and we'll be talking about creating and maintaining healthy habits for individuals and families. Yeah. It's all good. And in our second segment, well, once again, it'll be time to welcome back in folks from the Sandpoint Senior Center and discuss what's going on with the Sandpoint Seniors and Daybreak Center this month. And in our final segment today, we'll meet Lauren Sanders, the new managing director of the Historic Panda Theater here in downtown Sandpoint. I'm really looking forward to meeting Lauren. I haven't done that yet. And talking about all the great things happening at the Panda this month. And there are a lot of things going on at the Panda this month. So that's what we'll be covering today. But before we get to all of that, I can tell you there is exciting news. I consider it exciting news at the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. They have a new restaurant opening up. Well, it's opening up really soon. In fact, they will be having a very special St. Patrick's Day party on St. Patrick's Day at the Elks. It's open for members and guests. Yes, and guests, who could be anybody. It's going to be, the restaurant's called Tracks at the Elks, because, you know, the train tracks that are surrounding the Elks golf course. And, yeah, really looking forward to the St. Patrick's Day menu, traditional corned beef and cabbage, potatoes, shepherd's pie, lamb stew, Irish soda bread. For more information, you can go to their website, check them out on Facebook, or give the Elks a call, 208-263-3313. I don't know if that's correct. I'll have to look at 3810 is their other number. Anyway, just look up the Elks and figure it out. But make your plans and reservations for St. Patrick's Day party and dinner at the Tracks, the new restaurant at the Elks. What else is going on? Well, lots. Tonight, the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, a fundraiser for Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, is happening this evening. I think there's tickets still available. Go to panada.org for that. And well, I guess in our third segment today, we'll learn from Lauren if tickets are still available for sure. Doors open at 6 o'clock this evening, show at 7. Again, that's the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Also, this weekend is the Follies, Angels Over Sandpoint signature fundraiser, returns after a couple of years hiatus. And it is sold out. So congratulations to all the people who do all the hard work to make that happen. So if you have tickets to the Follies, have a great time. Also, this weekend is the 40th annual Gun and Horn Show, and that is happening at the Bonner County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Admission is just $5. And you can check out the Bonner County Sportsman Association Facebook page for more details on that event. Also, let's see, tonight is trivia night at Paddler's Ale House in Ponderay on Vermeer Drive and Kootenai Cutoff. Connie's has their cribbage league tonight. There's live music tomorrow at Ponderay Winery with One Street Over. Where's the winery located? Well, it's One Street Over. I'm just kidding. It's Third and Cedar, but that's the name of the band playing there Friday night. Bright Moments Jazz is at the Barrel 33, which is located at 100 First Avenue. There's live music with Jeremy Tartar at Matchwood Friday evening. Brian Jacobs will be playing at McDuff's Beer Hall Friday. And Let's see. What else happened I mentioned? Oh, Saturday there's the Clark Fork Chaos Market. What happens when you mix a flea market, farmer's market, and craft fair? Well, apparently you get a Clark Fork Chaos Market. This is a monthly gathering, first Saturday of every month from 10 to 3, for folks to show off, sell their creations, resellers to show off their stock, green thumbs to sell their fresh produce, and the average person can clear up some clutter in their home. So it's just a chaos market. It's held at the Clark Fork Filling Station, First Avenue in Clark Fork. Saturday evening at the winery is the Cole Show, Funky Rockin' Jazzy Movin' Grooves. From 5 to 8. That's what it says right here. Zachary Sims will be at McDuff's Beer Hall on Saturday evening. Bright Moments Jazz back at it again at the back door Saturday evening. Carrie Lee will be... Carrie likes to... She sing, brings you the works of Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, and the like. I think I would like that. 7 to 9 at Connie's. Carrie Lee Saturday night at Connie's, and more, and lots of stuff going on this weekend and all month long. Here now we are into March. My favorite holiday of the entire year is in the month of March. St. Patrick's Day, of course. Anyway, we'll be talking about we're talking to BGH, we're talking to the Senior Center and the Panetta Theater all today, and we'll get to all that right after this.
Coeur d'Alene Casino presents the Core Stars Entertainment Series. Join us as we celebrate our 30-year anniversary with an amazing lineup of the hottest entertainment. Don't miss House of Fury and King of the Cage on Thursday, April 13th. And country music star Lee Bryce on Thursday, June 22nd. And love like more shows will be announced soon. For tickets, visit the casino box office or cdacasino.com. Coeur d'Alene Casino, welcome home.
With the Idaho Department of Labor, you don't have to go through unemployment alone. If you have questions about filing for unemployment, our navigators have the answers. Learn how to apply for benefits, avoid delays with your claim, and look for work. Let's navigate unemployment together. Find a local office near you at labor.idaho.gov or give us a call at 208-457-8789.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air-chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code HOT at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code HOT at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
I love you. All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday. And one other reminder, I know we've been promoting it, but just in case you missed it, the Bonners Ferry High School Badgers boys basketball team, a lot of B's there, they got an A on their report card for this basketball season and are going to the state playoffs that they will tip off right here on 1450 AM KBFI this evening at 6 o'clock. They are down in Meridian, I believe, and taking on Buell. So tune in for Badger basketball right here on KBFI this evening. So congratulations to the boys and best of luck. And, of course, the Sandpoint High School girls winning the first state title in Sandpoint High School basketball history recently down there in the Boise area. So congratulations to them, and maybe the Bonners Ferry Badgers can come away with some hardware as well. All right, it's our monthly Bonner General Health segment, and Sandy Frank is joining us once again here. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Okay to call you Sandy?
It is.
Okay, because my notes say Sandra, but I just improvised a little bit. March is National Nutrition Month, and I guess we're going to talk about creating and maintaining healthy habits for individuals and families, and how do you do that?
Well, consistent meals is important.
Yes.
Because if we, you know, are sporadic, we're not going to meet our nutritional needs. So just regular consistent meals of all the food groups, such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean protein, and dairy or a calcium source. And don't forget water.
Absolutely. Just drink a lot of water. Speaking of water, is there like a rule that you go by? Like how many, I mean, people have differing opinions on ounces.
And it does vary. If you can get about 8 cups of water a day, and then your hydration through other means, whether it's vegetables, fruit, soup, things like that, coffee, tea, that would also work.
Very good. You know, a lot of us are creatures of habit and pretty much eat the same thing over and over and over. Is that a healthy thing to do, or is it better for your digestion, your health, to kind of mix it up?
Variety is important because we don't get all our food from one, or all our nutrition from one food.
Yeah.
So having a variety, I mean, that consistency of like eating breakfast is great, but include, you know, a variety.
It shouldn't be oatmeal every single day.
I mean, you could, and you could add different things to it. So,
gotcha.
You know, one day berries, and have protein with each meal is great, but different fruits, different proteins. Mm-hmm. You could have your, you know, basic as oatmeal if you wanted to.
Just mix it up.
Right.
I have kind of a personal question. I am a big fan. Traditionally, I didn't eat a lot of vegetables. I don't know why. I just wasn't a vegetable fan. But in my older age, I've become a huge fan of like asparagus and artichokes. I just love them. But this time of year, at least in North Idaho, they become outrageously expensive,
right,
in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, Yolk's had a nice sale on asparagus last week, but it's over. What can people do to make up for those nutrients you're getting some of those vegetables that we don't have plentiful and at an affordable price here in North Idaho in the wintertime?
I would go to frozen. You
okay.
could even go to low-sodium canned if you need to. But that's why so many times people say, oh, I bought all this fresh produce and they didn't eat it before it went to waste. Well,
yeah.
Food is expensive and that is a waste. So get what you can. You know, seasonally is going to be less expensive, but then have the frozen and low sodium canned, or for fruit, if it's in its own juice or water packed, that's an option this time of year.
Good to know. So maybe a regular canned green beans or whatever might be pretty high in sodium?
It can be. So that's why I go to the low sodium.
There we go.
And you could always drain it, rinse it, and you get some more sodium off if
okay.
it's the regular.
So you mentioned food being expensive, which we are all very aware of. What advice do you have for families who are on a limited budget, but might have two or three kids. You have to feed them good stuff. What do you do?
Right. Planning is a very important aspect, because if you go to the grocery store without a plan, you spend a lot of money, you come home, and you don't have food to mm-hmm. have an actual meal. So planning, if you could buy in bulk, such as whole grains, dried beans, you could try some meatless meals, like with beans. If you could shop, you know, seasonality is important. It's too early to plant a garden, but yeah. it's not too early to dream. So, you know, you might have a container garden if you don't have land. And there is Gardens for Health Coalition. So there's gardens at every school, and there's a garden at the library. There's a garden at the community food bank and two churches in the local area. So they are going to be having signs to let people know you can, you know, mm-hmm. pick there. And so that's going to be a great option this summer. There's You Pick. There's the community every Saturday and Wednesday, the
Farmer's Market.
Thank you. So those are all great options.
Very good. So nutrition, just in general, because that is your expertise, does it affect long-term health? I mean, if somebody's been taking care of their nutrition all their life, of course, they plan on being healthy into the future. But if somebody hasn't, like they're kind of into junk food and stuff like that, is it too late to switch over to a healthy, more nutritious diet?
I would say it's never too late. I mean, there definitely can be the health consequences. I mean, nutrition affects heart disease. It can affect some cancers. It can affect type 2 diabetes, stroke, even our digestive, immune, brain health is affected by nutrition. So you can't undo 50 years of what mm-hmm. you've been doing, but it is important to do what you can.
Yeah. So what are the best ways, back to the family thing, for a family to create healthy habits?
And parents to role model. That's yeah. going to be very important, because kids are smart. And if you're telling them to do one thing and you're doing something else, they pick up on that, even if they're 2 years old. But if you have that consistent, again, meals, try new foods together. Maybe have, you know, the kids be part of selecting a new food. You might change one new recipe a month so you don't feel overwhelmed with making all these changes, but making small changes that are going to last. And for parents to be curious, because so many times adults will tell me, you know, I didn't like this vegetable mm-hmm. when I was a child, so I don't eat any. And like you said, you've learned to try some new ones.
For example, I didn't like broccoli when I was a kid, which I think is pretty common, and I love it today.
Right. And you might try it different ways, maybe roasted, maybe raw, you know, cooked in salads, soups. So don't just say, okay, I didn't like it, I'll never like it.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing, I think, you know, I've seen a lot of little kids in my life, and sometimes when there's parents telling them, you have to eat those green beans, and of course the kid's going to be like, well, what's wrong with green beans? Why do I have to eat them? Whereas if you just offer it out there, or blueberries or anything like that, and don't force the kid to eat it, but I think most of the time they'll find that those things are really pretty good.
Right. And it takes multiple exposures. I've, you know, read like 13 or more times for a child before they like something. Usually as parents, we give up far before then.
Not true.
So yeah, let them, you know, play with it, touch it, smell it. And as you said, don't force them. And then they're more likely to eat it, especially if you're eating it.
If someone wants to learn more, like maybe they're listening to this thinking, well, I don't take very good care of myself, but I really don't know a lot of other recipes. How do they get in touch with you, or how can they learn more about what they could be doing?
And I'm at Bonner General Health, mm-hmm. and I need a physician referral, PCP, referral to see people. So, you know, that's a way There's websites, and like the Mediterranean diet is a great healthy eating plan. So the library has recipes on that.
And you can go to bonnergeneral.org, bonnergeneral.org, and it's a great website, very informative, and find Sandra Frank on there and find out more about how you can start taking care of yourself.
Right.
Very good. So, Sandra, thanks for joining us. It's been a year or so since we've done this, and let's do it again next time National Nutrition Month comes around.
Thank you. This is the 50th year of National Nutrition Month.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We are going to take our second break. When we come back, well, another monthly segment we have here on Thursdays, and we'll be talking to the folks from the Sandpoint Senior Center, so stick around.
What's better than the perfect cut of meat for a tasty meal? That's easy. The perfect cut of meat on sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only with great savings on USDA Choice Boneless Beef New York Steak, $7.98 a pound. Boneless Beef Sirloin Tip Roast, $3.98 a pound. Prairie Fresh Boneless Pork Loin Roast, $1.98 a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. The savings are sizzling.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and once a month, right after the Bonner General segment, we have the Sandpoint Senior Center segment. And with us once again this month is Brenda Curtis. Brenda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's March.
It is.
Did you know that a week from Monday is daylight savings time?
Woohoo!
So it may be cold and dreary in North Idaho right now, but we're right around the corner.
It's coming.
It's coming. What's happening at the Senior Center?
Well, we are a happening place, Bob. and we're not just for seniors. May I say anyone can come? we're open arms for lunch for anybody to come. Just call, make your reservations. There is a suggested donation, so call and come eat with us.
Are you back to breakfast on Fridays?
And we're back to breakfast on Friday at 8:30.
They're very good, because I know it didn't have that for a little while, so it's good that that's happening.
It's spring. Spring is springing. It ain't sprung yet, but it's coming.
But one thing I did want to mention from your Valentine's Bingo fundraiser, I want to thank some people who donated prizes for that, including All Seasons Garden Floral, Cafe 95, Evans Brothers, Eve's Leaves, Fiesta Bonita, Sharon's Hallmark, The Pie Hut, Second Avenue Pizza, Sandpoint Cinema, Sandpoint Medical Massage, Sandpoint Furniture, of course, Tango Cafe, The Bank Bar Room and Eatery, and Toasty Mobile Sauna.
Yeah.
Don't know what that is. And, of course, Trinity at City Beach and Walmart. So how was the Valentine's?
It was a success. We generated some revenue. I don't know the numbers. Not my job. But we had a great time. All the people came, and we just had a bang-up time.
Good. So what's in the slate for March?
In March, we have coming up our actually, we have our St. Patrick's Day dinner, but it is not at the Senior Center. It's going to be hosted at the Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
But you do have to call the Senior Center to make your reservations.
See?
There is limited seating. The meal is free, and it's going to be it's going to be a St. Patty's Day meal with the corned beef cabbage and all that. So be sure and call area at the Senior Center to reserve your seat. They're going to have door prizes. They're going to have auctions, and we're just going to have a big time.
And is that actually on St. Patrick's Day?
It's on the 17th, and it starts at 6 p.m.
263-6860 to make those reservations, 263-6860. What else is on the schedule?
Also, we wanted to do a shout-out for our free AARP tax preparation at the library. So the numbers are dwindling. I guess people have forgotten that it is free at the library Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come early and get in. Or if you want to wait till after lunch, that's a good time because it kind of fizzles and you get a good preparer for you right there. Also, the Senior Center is really wanting to know if there's anyone out there that needs a part-time temporary job.
Okay.
Because, you know, everyone needs a little extra income once in a while, and we are hiring. So that's kind of rare.
So to do what?
I think everything. Kitchen assistant. We have all kinds of positions there, believe me. For our volunteers, we want to thank all the drivers. We shouted out for volunteer drivers, and we got some new drivers.
Oh, good.
And
time you were here, you were saying you needed drivers.
And we got them, and we need more. So we want to shout out again. So come on, anybody who wants to volunteer to drive for us, we would love it.
So tell us, Brenda, again, what does that entail? How much time would it take from a person?
It's usually a few days a week in less than 2 hours. So, yeah, it's fun. And you get a free meal, and you get to hang out with us, and no age requirement. Just because we're a senior center, we want the young and the old. We're open arms for everybody.
Very good.
We are activity center. We are not a retirement home.
Yeah. Well, I remember when my good friend Jake Plummer, the former NFL football star, was living here in Sandpoint, and he drove for Meals on Wheels.
All right.
And he was not a senior, not even close.
That's right. So,
anything else on the schedule this month other than normal things?
Yeah, and you can check everything out for upcoming activities on the website. We still do the Old Time Fiddlers Jam every month, and we're still doing the historic sing-alongs. And I see that we do have a blood pressure check on Thursday at 11. Thursdays at 11. So, and we still do the art classes.
Wednesday at 3. Mm-hmm. There's board games Thursday at 9. Yep. Library every other Wednesday from 11 to 1. There's bridge on Tuesdays. Bunko on Mondays. Cribbage. Mm-hmm. We need more cribbage players. Thursdays at 9 to 11. The fit and fall proof exercise.
That is fun.
On Mondays and Thursdays at 3 o'clock. It's fun and super important.
It is. And it's low impact. You don't, you know, it's fit and fall proof. So when you're getting older, you don't want to fall down. So it's very good for balance. And
as your bones get weaker and stuff, especially this time of year when it's icy and
we got a big class too this winter.
Pinochles are on Wednesday at 9:30. Need more pinochle players as well. There's blood pressure checks Thursdays at 11 if the EMTs are available to come over and do that. Let's see, chair massage by appointment on the 8th of March. The historic sing-along is Thursday the 16th, and just before St. Patrick's Day, it's Danny Kaye Day.
Yep, and it's going to be fun.
Is he still alive?
I'm not sure.
No way. But it's, you're singing the Danny Kaye songs, okay?
It is so much fun.
Your board meeting is on St. Patrick's Day at 10:30 in the morning. And it, by the way, is open to the public. So that's a good thing. Maybe if you're new to town, you want to come and see what it takes to run the Senior Center and Daybreak Center.
It's interesting.
And you mentioned the Old Time Fiddler Jam. It's on the 25th, and it's at 3 o'clock, and it is really something special.
It is.
It's a great thing. So, Brenda, I also wanted to give a shout-out to Marie from the Daybreak Center. Couldn't be here, but it's really important that care providers, if you're taking care of your parent or grandparents or whatever, you need a break, too. And you can drop off mom or dad or whoever it is at the Daybreak Center. They will love it there, trust me, and be very entertained, and they'll eat and just have fun and meet other seniors, and then the caregiver can go to the movies or just go shopping or take a nap or what have you. So you can contact the Daybreak Center to find out more details on that. Brenda, I know that you have to run. You have an appointment here at 1 o'clock, so we'll let you go. But thanks for joining us here, and really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our final break here on North Idaho Thursday. When we come back, we'll be talking about the Panada Theater, all the great events that are going on there here in the month of March, and meet their new managing director. So stick around.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry. Come shop with friends and enjoy lunch in the bistro with its wonderful food selection, plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique, Handpicked, open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
With the Idaho Department of Labor, you don't have to go through unemployment alone. If you have questions about filing for unemployment, our navigators have the answers. Learn how to apply for benefits, avoid delays with your claim, and look for work. Let's navigate unemployment together. Find a local office near you at labor.idaho.gov or give us a call at 208-457-8789.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code HOT at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code HOT at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back, our final segment here on North Idaho Thursday, and the new managing director of the Historic Panada Theater right here in Sandpoint, of course, Lauren Sanders,
yeah,
is with us.
Hi.
And we had never met till 30 seconds ago. This is great.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
How did you end up? Did you have connections here in Sandpoint, or where did you come from most recently, or how did all of this come together and you're here?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I just want to start off with saying thank you for having me on, and I hope to be on next month too, so we can talk about what we have going on next month. Well, the Panada and I found each other through a job posting, and I've always been connected with local organizations in Sandpoint for the last couple of years, doing work for like freelance work, consultant work with marketing and communications, and the piano, this opportunity just sort of was presented to me. I applied, I went through the process, and I really liked and connect with the mission of the Panada, bringing our community together and shared experiences that focus on just uplifting our community through education or fun events. And now that I've been at the job now for about a month, it's been 1 month and a day, I feel like
I wanted to have you on last month on the first Thursday, but you were just started the day before.
I don't even know what we would have talked about. It might have been more like a therapy session. Like, what am I doing?
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah. So it's been now a month, and I feel like it's a role where like my human gifts as a person can be shown and fully utilized, as well as my professional skills. And I've never professionally had that opportunity to have like both be really present in a role. So it's nice to be feeling that professionally and personally.
So there's a variety of events that happen, you know, from kid shows to live theater to concerts to classic movies. Do you have an expertise in one of those particular fields, or
My expertise is getting you know what done. So I'm really good at just, you know, seeing what has to be done and making it happen. And my expertise really comes more from the promotion and marketing side of things, and I'm really organized. So professionally, my expertise with event planning is with trade shows, and then also with the Northwest Yoga Feast, which is a yoga festival that happens in Sandpoint at the Eureka Institute.
No wonder you're a Michael Franti fan. We were talking about that during the break.
Yeah,
that's great.
I love him.
Yeah, he well, he started his yoga on the morning before his shows here in Sandpoint, and now it's probably 5-6 years ago. Now he does it everywhere he goes. So have you done a yoga session with Michael Franti?
Not yet. I hope to this year.
Oh, maybe this year will be your year.
Do you think he'll do it? Did he mention that?
We'll find out.
Okay. Fingers crossed.
I think it just depends on his travel.
Yeah, and the weather.
Smoke and all of that.
No smoke.
Kind of thing. So it's great to have you here. I love the enthusiasm. I can feel it already from your smile and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a lot going on this month at the Panada, and it kind of kicks off tonight with the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Wild and Scenic Film Festival is coming to us because of Friends of Scotchman's Peak. All the proceeds go back to their program, and it's going to be a really neat show that entices activism and just seeing how you can connect with your community to make it better than you found it.
Yeah, Dr. Yeah. Mark Cochran and Phil Huff were with us from Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness a week ago today talking about that. And do you know if it's sold out?
It's not sold out. No, good. There's still some tickets available. So I know it's snowing, but the Panada's warm and we have drinks and popcorn. So get down there tonight.
Yeah. And we talked about the popcorn in last week's segment as well, because there's so many times that I know personally I'm going to a movie or whatever thinking I'm not eating popcorn. I'm full. I don't need it. And you get there and you smell it and you have to have it.
I know.
There's something about your popcorn.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's not bad. When it's popping, I definitely grab a little bit before a show.
So Wild and Scenic Film Festival, that is this evening at 7, doors open at 6. Mm-hmm. I heard that there's a pregame party at iCarts.
And there's door prizes. So there's a lot of there's door prizes, like giveaways, and then there's also raffles that are going on too. Phil's got it stacked.
And then something that is sold out are the Follies this Friday and Saturday.
Had a little preview last night.
Oh, I was going to say, do you know what this is all about?
I can't tell you.
No, I mean, I know.
I promised Kate I wouldn't say anything.
Okay. But I mean, you know that the general feeling of the Follies, and it's adult entertainment.
Yeah, it's 21 and over, and all the seats are sold out, and it's just going to, like, it's there for laughs. It's there to...
People dress up, and it's a party.
It is. And it's the number one fundraiser for Age Olds Over Sandpoint, which is another great organization who helps the disenfranchised in our community.
Absolutely. You guys have a vintage Second Wednesday movie feature. What's this month?
This month is North by Northwest, which is a Hitchcock film. And then we have the Oscar shorts the next week or that week, the 9th through the 12th.
Those
are like broken out in three different categories. So it's live action, documentary, and animation. And they all play at different times during those dates.
So these are the Oscar nominated short films. Mm-hmm. So for so many of us who watch the Academy Awards and they have the ones for short films, it's like, well, I've never seen that, but this is your opportunity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's March the 9th at 7, also the 7 o'clock on the 10th, 2:30 on March 11th and 12th, with an evening show on the 12th as well at 6.
And a 2:30. That is, I think, I would just say go to the website for the Oscar short schedule. It's there's just so many, we're showing them so many different times. So just go to our website if you are interested.
All right. And also coming up on Saturday, March the 11th, my good friend Philip Kupczynski presents Comedy Avalanche. This month it's Augie Smith. And this is the third of a three-month series, Comedy Avalanche, she calls it. And the other two have sold out. So this one likely will. And Augie Smith is hysterical.
Yeah, and that's what I've heard, is they sell out really quickly. So we had people for his last show in February reaching out like the week before, really wanting tickets. So get on those tickets. It's hilarious. They do such a good job.
Yeah, Panada.org. And Philip himself, who MCs these things, he's a pretty funny guy. We've had him on this show several times. You also have coming up on March 18th, the Fly Fishing Film Tour.
Yeah, that's for all of you avid fly fisher men and women out there who want to see some gnarly fly catching, fishing film footage. I looked at some of it, and it's
gnarly is more like a skiing and surfing term. Fly fishing is gnarly.
Oh yeah this one is like, they have people out getting caught in like waves and going to pretty
gnarly,
extreme places. So yeah, it might see, and they're also like, some of the films are going into pretty treacherous terrain in the river. So
who would have thought?
I know. And that one's put on by Trout Unlimited here in town in North 40 Fly Shop. So you can get those tickets at North 40 Fly Shop or on panda.org.
Very good.
Yeah.
And coming up on the Global Cinema Cafe, sponsored by Ting. By the way, Ting sponsored Frozen last Sunday. How was that?
Oh, my God. That, like, filled my heart. It was my, I have a 2-year-old daughter. Perfect. And she is just getting into Frozen. I don't even know how she's getting into it, but she knows the songs, especially Let It Go. So
yeah, everything's going to be Elsa and what's her sister's name?
I don't know her sister's name. No offense to her sister. I know. So, but she loves that song, Let It Go. And so when I knew, so all these people, kids showed up and the kids were dressed up. And then Kari, who is the team marketing, who's like team's marketing manager, she then gave everyone glow sticks. And so when the lights went down, like the whole stadium or arena, the whole theater like glowed. And anyone bringing a show to Canada, I would just suggest bring glow sticks. It just adds a different vibe. And it was so fun. And it was a great show. I don't know if I think I liked it the most out of everybody.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You can tell by your smile that you really enjoyed that. And 2-year-old is perfect for Frozen. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're going to be hearing that song for a long, long time.
Yeah. She's like, she'll stand, like, she'll just be like by herself and she'll like reach her arms out and be like, let go. Like, who are you?
Ah, she's just a fan.
She is.
I mentioned the Global Cinema Cafe. It's called Dear Frankie, sponsored by Ting, as we just mentioned, on March 19th. Two showings, 2:30 and 6:30. Are you familiar with that film? I'm not.
I have to say, I'm not as familiar as I should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're all familiar with the Missoula Children's Theater. It returns to the Panada Theater later this month on March 25th at 1 and again at 4, presented by POAC. And it is Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be really a good show.
So looking forward to that.
These last two are like, I'm super stoked on these last two.
Okay, well, why don't I just turn it over to you then?
Okay,
super stoked.
On March 26th is a movie premiere with a local cinematographer, and he also is a director and editor and producer of the film Keep the Bike Moving. His name is Nick Johnston, and his company is Hyphen Productions. And so this is a movie premiere of a couple crews doing the Baja 100, which is a motorbiking race down in Mexico, and they run that peninsula. And also another cinematographer is a local woman. Her name's Maddie Albertson. And so they both filmed it, so that's going to be a really cool event. And then
have you seen a trailer on that?
I have. Yeah, they just dropped a trailer. So that will be on our website and social media soon.
I was just going to ask, is there a way for the general public to see that? So
yeah.
Look for it at the website, panada.org.
Or our socials, Panada, at Panada. Just type Panada, you'll find us.
Oh, yeah, I'm just not very social.
You seem social, just maybe not like tech-wise. That's not a bad thing either.
You also have one other event this month on March 31st, No Man's Land Film Festival. What is that?
So that is basically bad ASS?
Yeah.
Okay.
Badass.
That's a badass woman adventure film.
Badass woman adventure film.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be getting films told through the stories of women or those who identify as women or queer folk or BIPOC and their stories out in the backcountry, out rock climbing, mountain biking, just going after it. And the stories that we picked are more from the lens of like what it's like being a new mom.
Oh.
And I don't know if you know this, but like in Sandpoint, we are a leader in the outdoor space in terms of women leading that charge and making the outdoors accessible and inclusive. So during this film festival, we're going to have a panel discussion with a couple of those leaders. And then we're also going to have a raffle. And so the other great thing about this event is we just need a certain amount of money to make the Panada Does so we can put on this show. The rest of those proceeds are going to go to a couple of local nonprofits that are making the outdoors in our area accessible and inclusive. So it's going to be a great event. We're really ramping up with that one. We want to have a big turnout just so we can really showcase like these amazing people in our community who are leading that charge.
I'm glad I asked because I had no, I'm just looking at the website, No Man's Land Film. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So we need to educate people on what's going on. For everything going on at the Panada, it's a great website, panada.org, panada.org. You can buy tickets there. You can find out more details on each and every show. Lauren Sanders, great to meet you.
Thanks
for joining us.
It was so good to meet you. Bye.
That's it for North Idaho Thursday. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.